At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 538 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers on Saturday. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. Now there's a little tune from the Italian opera composer Ruggero Leoncavallo, a tune I don't think I've ever shared with you before, called Romanesca, with a performance led by violinist Thomas Fury here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. As we enter the afternoon time, we've got Mozart and his Paris Symphony a bit later with Staatskapelle Dresden, along with some American chamber music for cello, oboe, and piano. Some variations by one Thomas Christian David, all on the way. Thanks for being a part of things. Today on KPR, I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to be with you. Next up, the English Chamber Orchestra and conductor Jean-Pascal Tortelier and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber. They're all together with music by French composer Arthur Honegger, completed in 1930. It's his cello concerto, a very fun piece that is by turns lush and jazzy. He incorporated a lot of jazz elements into this concerto. And as you'll hear, it goes in a few crazy different directions. Julian Lloyd Webber and the English Chamber Orchestra take it away next on Kansas Public Radio. By French composer Arthur Honegger, his cello concerto, completed in 1930. We heard the English Chamber Orchestra, led by conductor Jean-Pascal Tortelier and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber. It is 12:26, and still to come, Mozart and his Paris Symphony, the 31st, with Staatskapelle Dresden. That's coming up in the second half of the hour, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Right now on the KU campus, we've got sunny skies and 63 degrees. A high of about 64 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 39, and some patchy fog might be rolling in overnight. A little bit of fog for tomorrow morning. A partly sunny day tomorrow with a high of 62 and a 40% chance of showers for Wednesday night. We have a little chamber music next with the Werder Trio and the music by a composer born in 1925, Austrian composer Thomas Christian David, who first learned the art of music from his father, who was also a composer, Johann Nepomuk David, and he completed his education at the St. Thomas School in the Leipzig Conservatory. And he went on to teach at the University of Tehran later in the 1970s and was invaluable in the growth and development of classical music in Iran. What we'll listen to are a few variations, introduction, theme, and variations for chamber performance. The Werder Trio next on Kansas Public Radio. Introduction, theme, and variations by Austrian composer Thomas Christian David and a performance by the Werder Trio today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:42 now. At the top of the hour, NPR News. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. You'd better not wait to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas Concert, That'll be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so run, don't walk, to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office and get your tickets locked in for a big band Christmas with the KC Jazz Orchestra. All the details there at KansasPublicRadio.org. Our next recording brought to us by Staatskapelle Dresden. We've got Mozart next and his 31st symphony, which was written in 1778. Mozart was 22 years old and spending time in Paris on a bit of a job hunt. During that time, he premiered the following symphony, known forever after as the Paris Symphony. Symphony number 31 with Staatskapelle Dresden next on KPR. From Mozart, who gave us not only a Salzburg and Prague symphony, but also a Paris symphony. That was his 31st, composed in Paris in 1778. And today we heard Staatskapelle Dresden on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 p.m. and news from NPR just ahead. We have another symphony awaiting you in the next hour, one of Beethoven's, his 4th symphony, coming up, along with music by Schubert and Lars-Erik Larsen. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Swedish Chamber Orchestra and conductor Peter Sundqvist, and from composer Lars-Erik Larsen, an adagio for string orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. We await the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, joining us in a little bit for Beethoven and his 4th symphony in B-flat major. And a whole afternoon of classical music till 3 p.m. still on the way. Thanks for being with us today. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Before we get to the music of Beethoven, we're in the company next of the Kodály Quartet. For chamber music by Franz Schubert, we have a collection of minuets and trios on Kansas Public Radio. 5 minuets, 6 trios, chamber music by Franz Schubert, played by the Kodály Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:25. Hope you're enjoying the music this afternoon thus far. Later on tonight, from 7 to 9, Destiny has more classical music for you, and there'll be more music by Schubert, along with music by Mozart, Antonio Salieri, and Beethoven. It's a program of music of so-called frenemies tonight. Destiny brings more classical music this evening from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, about 64 degrees. That's about our expected high for today. Sky's sunny, and for tonight, we should have partly cloudy skies, a low of 39 degrees, and some patchy fog rolling in overnight. It might be a bit of a foggy morning tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high of 62. Well, speaking of the music of Beethoven, we have some of our own to share with you next. Beethoven gave the world his great 3rd symphony, the Eroica, and then the 5th and powerful Destiny symphony. In between those is the sometimes overlooked 4th symphony, which Beethoven wrote in 1806 and performed first at a private concert at the residence of one of his benefactors, one Count Franz von Oppersdorf. Today we'll hear Symphony No. 4 with the Columbia Symphony Orchestra with conductor Bruno Walter here on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven and his Fourth Symphony, completed in 1806, performed today by the Columbia Symphony Orchestra led by conductor Bruno Walter here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and in a moment we'll bring you NPR News, an update of the headlines, followed by another hour of classical music, and we've got another symphony, or at least part of one, in the next hour. We'll listen to a movement from the Seventh Symphony by Gustav Mahler, and we'll learn a little bit about the KC Symphony's plans to put on the entire Seventh Symphony this weekend, starting the 21st. A little more on that in just a bit. Also in the next hour, music by Brahms and the Violin Concerto by Frederick Delius. Much more wonderful music still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. On the KU campus right now, 67 degrees with sunny skies. Tonight, a low of 37, some patchy fog overnight. A little foggy tomorrow morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, a high of 63. And for Wednesday evening, 40% chance of showers. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News.
Morning edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Nodo Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org.
Tel Aviv. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Brahms, Hungarian Dance No. 19 in B minor. There we listen to the London Symphony Orchestra led by Antal Tarati here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music before All Things Considered comes around at 3 p.m. We've got a little music for flute and piano in the form of a concertino by the French songstress Cécile Chaminade, her flute and piano concertino, and for violin and orchestra, a famous concerto by Frederick Delius, a bit later, with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, before we continue, there's something I want to let you know about. The KC Symphony at the Kauffman Center, with performances this weekend, starting Friday the 21st at 8 p.m., a Saturday performance at 8 p.m. and a Sunday performance at 2 p.m. of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 7, known as Song of the Night. Gustav Mahler was one of the finest Austro-Bohemian composers of the Romantic time and once said that a symphony must be like the world. It must embrace everything. And Mahler certainly meant it. His symphonies tend to be massive things, each one easily over an hour long. And as a result, we don't get to hear them too often, but we've got a little music from Symphony No. 7, Night Music, Movement No. 4, from Song of the Night, performed here by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, on Kansas Public Radio. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra there, and conductor Claudio Abbado, and Movement 4, from Symphony No. 7, Song of the Night, by Gustav Mahler, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just one movement to that symphony, as they tend to be. Mahler's symphonies tend to be of great length, and you'll have a chance to hear the work in its entirety, with performances by the Kansas City Symphony at the Kauffman Center starting this weekend, Friday the 21st at 8 p.m., a Saturday performance at 8 p.m., and a 2 p.m. performance for this Sunday. Symphony No. 7 with the KC Symphony. You can find out all about this weekend's concerts and how to attend over at kcsymphony.org. The time is 2:22, and still to come, the BBC Symphony Orchestra and the Violin Concerto of Frederick Delius. That'll be in about 10 minutes' time. Right now on the KU campus, 67 degrees, sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 37, with patchy fog overnight and lasting a bit until tomorrow morning. Otherwise, Wednesday should be partly sunny, a high of 63, and for tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers. Next on KPR, some music from French composer Cécile Chaminade. Her concertino for flute and piano, played by Michael Parloff and pianist Warren Jones. Next for you on KPR. Flutist Michael Parloff, along with pianist Warren Jones, together in a concertino for flute and piano from French composer Cécile Chaminade, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, the classical music picks back up when Destiny joins you at 7 p.m. tonight with a little music by Mozart, Antonio Salieri, Beethoven, Schubert, and a good deal more. We're also getting into the holiday time, which we know can be a very busy season, so we advise you not to wait to get your tickets for KPR's next Big Band Christmas concert. It'll be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out pretty fast, so get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. A Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. We have music next by composer Frederick Delius from around the year of 1916, a busy year for Delius, which saw the creation of his cello sonata, a string quartet, and a full-on violin concerto written for the soloist Albert Sammons, who he had met the previous year. We'll hear violinist Tasman Little and the BBC Symphony with conductor Andrew Davis next on KPR. Completed in 1916, the Violin Concerto by Frederick Delius, performed by the BBC Symphony, violinist Tasman Little and conductor Andrew Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget that classical music picks back up again tonight when Destiny joins you with more music from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday afternoon. See you again noon tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at KU.edu.